Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans. Welcome to another great Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. Hope everybody's doing all right out there this Tuesday. It's a mighty fine day. Hope you have a good show tonight. Talk about some things. But before we get into all that and what happened over the weekend, race recap and stuff like that, we're going to let Ernie come on and do his great tech tips. Hopefully we can learn some, take some information, and apply it as we see needed. Sharon, you got Ernie there?
Hey, Tracy, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing, Ernie?
Oh, man, I tell you what, it's raining out here. Good Lord. Don't y'all need some water?
No, you can keep it right now. We probably need it, but we don't like it.
Hey, how y'all doing this evening? This is Ernie with Ask Ernie Tech Talk, brought to you on Monday nights by CompuCar Nitrous Oxide Systems, Ryan Steakhouse, and Atomic Customs for all your hydrographic needs. We had an interesting show Monday night. If you get a chance, go back and listen to it. But one of the things that was asked that I don't know if y'all thought about it, but using a progressor on your direct port system. And, you know, that's kind of a strange application. Now, I don't want to lose anybody, but here's what you can do. It's a pretty easy thing. Now, a progressor cannot handle all the amperage of a complete direct port system. Your nitrous solenoids are going to pull about 20 amps apiece. Your gas solenoids are going to pull about 10. So you're going to be pulling about 60 amps. They also all work at different frequencies. So what we're going to do, if you want to use a progressor, let's say we're going to use 400 horsepower on our direct port system. We've got to split the system into halves, left half and right half. Well, we can use the progressor on the first or the second stage. I always try to, if you go run one, put it to bring the car, want to get the car off the starting line first, so that when you leave, you can set your ramp at 50% and bring it in a half a second. And it's only working with one side of the solenoids, let's say the driver's side. The other side, you're going to put your timer on it and use it as a bank system. So within 4 to 5 tenths, the right side comes on. So now you're progressing your leave, and then you snap in your horsepower. You do not want to use a progressor on any other stage than the first stage. Now, progressors are originally designed to work with plate systems, not direct ports. You have no problem. You can put it on a plate system, set it up, go out there. It'll run fine. But if you try to run, I'll say this is kind of repeating myself, you cannot run four solenoids through a progressor. I don't care whose progressor it is. The amperage load is too great. You're going to put a carbon spike on the contacts. When you do that, your nitrous solenoids will cut off, you'll flood the motor, and you'll end up taking the pistons out. So it's kind of a unique application. Not that I recommend anybody try it that isn't really familiar with some wiring, because it's going to take some wiring to get it in there right. But if you got problems with a car leaving, even at 200 horsepower, you know, it's an option. It's something that can be tried. make sure that you got the wiring right, make sure you got the connectors right. And like I say, you're going to have to wire it up so that it's pulling 60 amps. So you've got to have the proper length of wire, size of wire, and really pay attention to how you're hooking it up. It can get really complicated because you got a lot of wires going in a lot of different directions. If you're game, don't be afraid of it. You know, just a little tidbit tonight, something that, you know, we didn't even get into this Monday night, so y'all are the first ones to hear about it. It could be an interesting application. Just a little bit of information there you might be able to use. And, you know, I've talked to several of the guys out there in Texas that's called me for some tune-up tech tips. And remember that when you're working with your car, if you've got a normally aspirated tune-up in the carburetor, that tune-up is not going to work with your nitro system. You've got to go to a smaller jet in the carburetors and put jet spreads in the 4 to 6 range. The bottle pressure, 950, and your fuel pressure at 5.5 pounds. By doing that, you can dial a car in and go out there and have fun, make passes without hurting parts. You know, that's the main thing. We all want to go fast, but let's make it fast and less expensive. There is no such thing as cheap, but we can really make it less expensive by not hurting parts. And most of the motors, you know, you look at your motors when you take them apart. Majority of your motors are hurt by going too rich. And that too rich condition is caused by your carburetor because of the increased airflow through it with the nitrous. So, guys, if you got any questions about your tune-up, you need any help, you need any parts, don't give us a call at CompuCar Nitrous Oxide Systems, 1-800-648-7687. That's 1-800-NITROUS. Easy number to remember. Hey, Tracy, tell you what I want to do for you. We've got a special going on, but if any of your racers need a bottle heater, I know it's 200 degrees out there, and right now you got to keep your bottle cool. But winter's coming. Cool weather's coming. Normally, bottle heaters are $125 a piece. If you want one, either the 12-volt or the 110-volt, if you call in and say you heard it on the Atomic Dog Show, I'll sell them to you for $50 a piece. That's a $75 saving. Only going to go on till September 1st, and that's right around the corner. And guys, while you're out there, remember, school's starting back in. I don't know how it is in Texas, but they're starting back in here now in the South. You know, early morning kids, school buses, and they're out running around. So be careful and make it a good, safe start for school. Tracy, I'm going to turn it back over to you, and I appreciate y'all having me on.
Oh, you appreciate that, Aaron. Boy, look here, that's a great deal on a bottle of warmers. Hey, man, guys, you haven't got one. Like I say, we try to get away from using that torch. That's a good price, very, very, very good price. So, hey, take advantage of that. It's not going to take it out all the time.
Now, they got to tell me, when you call in, if you order a bottle heater and you don't say the Atomic Dog Special, it's going to cost you $125. So, if you call in and you want one, I don't care if you need one, five, or ten. Heck, buy now some of the other racers when it gets cold. It'll double your money easy. But you got to say, you heard it on the Atomic Dog Show. Tracy, y'all have a good evening.
That's right.
And I'll be talking to you later.
All right. Appreciate that, Ernie. Appreciate that. All righty. Well, we're going to get on and talk about some things tonight. First of all, I want to thank every spectator and racer, car, motorcycle racer that came out to North Star Dragway, Atomic Dog and Show Enough Racing. I want to say we appreciate you. Y'all came out. Y'all dealt with the heat. y'all dealt with the little rain threats you had, and a lot of y'all I know dealt with some of the traffic backup. Hey, we appreciate that. One thing about North Star, I was one of the crowds, that best crowd that they had at that track at some time. And, you know, hey, the line's kind of backed up, not a whole lot of in and out. Guys are doing the best they can, running two lanes to get them in. So we appreciate y'all patience, appreciate y'all coming out, and we appreciate y'all for hanging in out the wee hours of the night. But once we started racing, it was so much action going on and so many people trying to race. The man, I tell you, people stayed up late because they know the racing was going down. There was some great racing going on, and people was having a lot of fun, and that's what it's all about, man. One thing I say, I like to thank Gene for letting us have the event there. And guys, I can tell you, that track was working all night. You never would have knew that a little sprinkle came here and there. Gene does a great job of taking care of that track and making sure the lanes are equal. I didn't see any car that really couldn't get down the track and apply the power. Either lane you went down, cars were making the trip. Hey, that's what it's all about, man. I'm going to take my hats off to Gene, take my hats off to all the fans, spectators, racers that came out and helped us do what we love to do, was to have great events. So, appreciate it. Want to talk about a lot of action that was going on. Man, I tell you what, I had a little problem, so I couldn't see everybody who all raced who. And if you're on this show, man, we appreciate what you do. Some of the names I know. First off, man, I want to say this. Appreciate the 580 guys for coming down. Appreciate the 70 guys. Appreciate all the motorcycles. And the Grudge guys, hey, can't say enough. Y'all were getting it in. People wasn't hesitating. They were trying to go down on their man. Off the top of my head, I know I'm probably going to forget somebody. If I do, somebody push the one button and tell me some wins, the names of the guys. I don't have all the names of the guys. But, man, as you know, we had Red Truck running against Pretty Tony in the Monte Carlo. That was a race that went down. We also had Cold Smoke going into action with the 10-4 guy. 10-4 guys took that win. The Red Truck took the win over Pretty Tony. You had the Grudge going down against some Blue and Silver Nova. Hey, the Grudge took that win. You also had Atomic Dog, as you know. I broke, kind of hurt some stuff, so I had to pay the punk out. The DJ. You had the Arkansas boys in the house after that on Pretty Tony. Hey, Pretty Tony wasn't satisfied. He felt like he didn't do what he had to do. They came back around. Went at it again, doing their thing. Hey, Pretty Tony strapped it on the Arkansas boys. Oh, man, it was making action down there. And you also had Motion Racing. They stepped up, came out with his car. T-Town Tony was looking for a race. He wanted to make some action. Hey, him and Motion Racing, they went at it. Motion Racing took that win. And as you know, man, you had Jermaine come down with that clean Obama Boo. I'm going to say something about that Obama Boo. 29, whether you believe it or not, 29 entire class is one of the toughest classes in the Grudge game today. The Obama Boo is a new car that's coming out. And in my opinion, whenever they get that car dialed in without them Willy bars on it, they're going to be in the top three cars on 29 in the country. I feel that they're going to be in the top three cars in the grudge game on 29th in the country. Don't be surprised if by the end of the year, if they ain't the number one on 29th, if they travel around, don't be surprised. They went up against none other than Terminator Tony Thorne. Hey, they got the win. A lot of other guys out there, man, I can't remember all the guys' names who raced. If somebody know, you can push the one button, help with those guys' names, give them some credit who they are. Guys, if you're on here, tell us about it. I didn't see every race that went down. I was moving around doing a few things, didn't keep up with every race. But, man, we probably had over 10, 15 grudge races that went down. People were steady trying to go at it. As you know, again, you had the Nightmare Crew. They was in the house doing what they doing, locked in with Cornbread. Nightmare, again, took their win. That was a race right there people wanted to see. We know the Cornbread car experienced some issues. That's all a part of racing. You don't always have to make the trip. When you have failure, that's just a part of the game. Nightmare took that win. And then again, one of the highly anticipated races of the night. My opinion, I feel like probably the biggest race of the night was when Nightmare went against the Pipeline. The Pipeline team, that was everybody was on the start line, man. That was a big race. Everybody sitting there, you seen bets going this way, bets going that way. When they left there, they was going to the strike. Lo and behold, the green truck, the Hulk, Pipeline team took that win. In my opinion, the Pipeline team, get with me. That was the best grudge race of the night. And we got a grudge race of the night trophy for the Pipeline team. So, guys, get with me. I didn't get to give it to you at the end of the night. But, hey, there's a lot of action going on. And that's what it's all about, man. It's a lot of times we try to put these races on, try out these great events. And a lot of times, you know, for different reasons, whatever they are, people try to put a negative spin on things to try to, you know, ruin the event. We got to learn to overcome that and keep pushing forward and keep finding ways to try to make these events bigger and better and make sure we have something for the fans to come out and see. I take your hats off. We didn't come up with enough car count out of extreme back half because we didn't have enough cars to get in it. So, again, you know, all you can do as a promoter is try to put that show together. Guys, give a commitment. Sometimes, for whatever reason, they can't make it, so couldn't get that show on. But we did get the 2,500 regular back half race on, and that win went out to, I'm bad on names, the guy with the Camaro against Randy Thorne. I can't call the guy's name off the top of my head, but we got a picture with him with his CompuCard nitrous bottle that he was awarded. Somebody help me out with that guy's name. I'm sorry for it. I can't remember his name. But, hey, he won the $2,500. And just to show you guys again, on another note, the fastest car don't always win. Don't always win. But all in all, man, I think folks had a good time, a great time. People seem to enjoy themselves. I've seen a lot of laughter, seen a lot of fun. And, man, that's what it's all about. It's about making action, having fun, and going out there doing what we love to do. There wasn't no serious accidents. Nobody got hurt. And, man, we love to see that when we come to a race. There's no accidents. Nobody get hurt. And we go home and go out and find us just as we came to the racetrack. So with that said, man, I want to thank you once again. And I want to appreciate it. And you're looking forward to the next event. Said, man, we're going to have any hands up. If anybody want to comment before we start talking about tech, if anybody got any comments or some names or some races that I didn't call their name because I know it's some. It was a ton of races. I could not remember all the names of them. I see some of the cars, and I don't know every car and the name of their team. So Anybody sharing, you go to the line, they got their hands up, want to call out some other guys who raced you. I probably didn't call their name. We like want to push the one button now and come let us know. As you know, another race that we advertised that didn't take place was a Tree Man and Jackie Diva's race. Jackie had to end up paying the punk out to Tree Man because Jackie had problems. He couldn't make the trip. Also, Travis Shore, he experienced some problems. We had a clause in there. He couldn't make it. So yeah, that race is going down with myself. So that could happen. But that's part of the races. You know, guys, when you see some races that's been anticipated, talked about, and they don't happen, sometimes there's reasons to stop the racing, and that's just all a part of it. That's why they call it punk out. People experience issues or sometimes just don't like the race. Sometimes they have a kind of a failure part of it. So if you see some races that was highly anticipated, didn't quite happen, there's reasons for it. And I like to come back and let the Grudge World know whatever they were. So that's how they go from there. But Sharon, if we go to lines, if anybody got some comments about the race or some whatever happened this past weekend, let's go to line.
Okay, Tracy, give me a second. Blog Talk has been having some issues today, so my screen may go up and down. I have a question, though, real quick. The guy who won the back half race, was it a blue Camaro?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you, Shannon. Shannon texted me. We think that's Ben Carter.
Ben Carter, that's his name. I know if I hear it, I remember exactly who is. Nice guy, went over and talked to Ben Carter. Man, the guy was so happy, man, to say he had a good time. He appreciated it. And, hey, like you know, hey, whenever you can take home 2,500 big ones, hey, man, you're going to be happy. You got your big old nice, shiny nitrous bottle and 2,500 bucks. Hey, whether it's late or not, having that money in your hand, man, it kind of helps pad everything. Yeah, that's the name, Ben Carter. And the guy, which you can take your name, the guy that actually won the 580 class or 70, just let me know.
Okay, yeah. Thanks. Okay. Again, thanks, Shannon, for that. Let me see if I can get this mic open. 832-7633. I think that's Rock. Rock, your mic is open. I'm a bird. 832-7633. Your mic is open. Okay, Tracy, I think that was by accident. You don't have any more hands up.
Okay, yeah, guy. Well, you know, if you got something you want to talk about, the event, push the one button. It got a name. I had a lock in and I missed it. Hey, help me out with it. But we're gonna go to a couple of things I want to talk about tonight. And one of them is this. I want people to think about this and be on a serious note. Is Grudge Racing becoming more about politics and what can you do for me instead of the old-fashioned way of, I think I can beat you, man, let's lock it in and let's do it. Is Grudge Racing becoming more of politics and what can you do for me instead of the old-fashioned way? I think, man, I can beat you. Let's lock it up and let's do it. You know, I think about that a lot because I hear a lot of stuff. I see how the game changed a lot. And, you know, it's just something that's on my mind because you have a lot of people come to the races. So a lot that goes on. And sometimes, you know, it makes you wonder. And I just kind of put it out here to see, you know, do people believe that there's a lot of politics going on in this Grudge game today? And I just like to get some feedback on it, some input on it. I like to see some people push the one button and just give their take on it and see what they think. Don't be shy. We can talk about it. Just something put out here, FYI, and see. See how we can improve on some things, see how we can come to some understanding on some things, and see how where it go from there. Grudge Racing is not going away. It's been around for many, many years, and I done seen it change over the years. Definitely change. So change is not always a bad thing. It's just you got to find ways to adapt to it. You got anybody sharing?
No, you don't. While we're waiting on somebody to press the one button, I've got the name for the guy who won the 580 class for you, too, if you want it.
Yeah, who was that? Call their names at them guys.
Paul Harris, Wyndon Racing.
Paul Harris won the 580, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Another guy was excited
about it.
Thank you,
Shannon.
Uh-huh. Who's the guy who won the 7-0?
I don't have that one yet.
Okay. All right. All right, guys. All right, look here. Hey, help me out with this. Why everybody got a full show, people calling, can't get in. Just kind of put it out there. Hey, what do people think? Do you think the politics in the grudge game is becoming a problem in today's time? Do you see a lot of politics in it? And wonder what's the reason for it? You know, politics, man, politics is around the world. You see it in everyday life, you know. And we had this grudge game, and I'm just telling you my opinion, whether I'm right or wrong, I feel it's a lot of politics going on in the grudge game today. And I just wonder, you know, how many other people feel like that and how many other people understand it? Or is it good or is it bad or what? Is the politics a trend that's probably starting to hurt the game? Or what do you see? How do you think? There's a lot of people involved in this game. And, man, we try to do this because we love to do it. And we try to bring action for the fans. And sometimes politics get in the way and interfere. And that's just my opinion about it. How many other people feel the same way, or do you think it's good, or do you think it's bad? Talk to me, somebody. You know, don't be ashamed. Push the one button. It's a matter of opinion. It's just what you think. Hey, we just like to kind of air it out there and talk about it a little bit. See where we go. Anybody got any thoughts on that? Is everybody behind the scenes strong enough that they want to participate and voice their opinion, you know? I know what people have a lot of opinions. I hear a ton of stuff. I hear a ton of information about a lot of different things, about what's right, what's not right. You know, it's not a perfect world, but it is what it is in some cases. Just kind of like to see how it go. Nobody care to share? Nobody want to push one button? Care to share their opinion on that? They just want to sit back and ride? And let that go. If nobody want to talk about that, I'm gonna throw something else out there. This is another question that come up, and it's coming from a fan. And I want to see how many people jump in on this. It's coming from a fan. You don't always have to have a race car to be heard in the grudge game. Fans come. And they got input and they got opinion just like anybody else. This is a question that come to me from a fan that followed grudge racing around here a lot. And the question is this. Why will people not race a ghost car? Why would people not race a ghost car if they can talk about stipulations and have an understanding of the stipulations, and then when each see the car, if they don't like it, if it wasn't what they said it is, that person should pay the punk out. Why is it? Because a lot of people won't race because they think it's a ghost car, and all they can do is talk about it, put a stip on it. If they get there, it's not what it is. The people pay the punk out. That's the interesting one to me because I was involved in a situation that came up on a show that two guys actually negotiated on a race, and in one's opinion, they were racing a ghost car. And when they got to the track, one said it was what the other person said it was. They didn't want to pay the punk out. Now, is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? You know, hey, push the one button to help us out about the ghost car situation. We want to know just opinions. How many people got opinions about that? We got anybody there?
Full Rider, your mic is open.
Hey, girls, what's going on, Tracy? Nice show Saturday afternoon, man. Shannon, how y'all doing?
What's going on, man?
Man, I got it, man. I like that topic you just talked about. Like I said, I don't have a car, man. I go to a lot of races. But, you know, it's guys want to make action. If I lock in a ghost car, I ain't never seen it, and I say I'm on 28th, and he say he on 28th, and he come there, and it's a backhand car, he got to pay me the punk out money. That's the way I feel about it, because he didn't, because we locked it in, and he saying that he got this 28th, and he bring a backhand car. So I win the punk out money. What you think about that?
I mean, if it's talked about, you know, the deal is, people make agreements. When it's just two people make agreements, you got somebody might think it's different. So, I mean, when you're doing stuff like that, it seems like you got to have somebody kind of mediate it and be a middleman and try to help keep it honest. Because, I mean, and sometimes in a case like that, that don't work either. So, I don't know what you think.
But I hear a lot of guys say they not locking in a ghost car. Man, if I had a car, I'm a race. If it's on 29, if it's a back half, if I call somebody from New York, and he said, he got a back half, I got a back half, and we meet at the track, and it's locked in, we come to the gate, get a guy the money, that's a locked race. But if he comes in there with a pro mod car, he got to pay me the punk out money. That's the way I look at it.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much, you know, a good way to look at it. But then you got to remember some guys, especially some of these guys, if you're talking about guys that come and travel from out of state, coming a long way, you know, on a ghost car, and then you the punk out money might be $300, and a guy might have been trying to run for $2,500 or better, and a guy come and know it's a 50-50 chance he can win, but that's all a part of trying to gamble. You know, he figured, hey, come a long way just to get $300 if something ain't negotiated right. So that's always a problem. You got very few guys that take a chance, my opinion. You got very few guys that take a chance on locking in a ghost car. Unless you can get enough information out of that guy about his car and it is what he say it is when you get there, or you feel comfortable, the guy telling you pretty much, you know, or you can back it up through somebody else, you know, behind the scene, you might get a little information, then you might, you know, you might lock in a ghost car. So that's just a tough situation because the money that's involved that people try to use that they hesitate to do because, hey, man, you know, there's a lot of trickery going on in this grudge game, and one guy from different places' interpretation may be different from your interpretation when it comes to, hey, it is what I said it is. So, you know, it's one of them tough things. But anybody else got an opinion about that, you know, hey, push one, let us know. Anybody want to help Bull Ride out with that one? That was a big question for him, and he was giving his opinion about it. Bull Rider, give me an example of have you been in a situation and tried to help negotiate a race with somebody in that case, and you feel like you couldn't make it happen because of that? Have you been in a situation with people, you know, I don't see you around people, you don't talk on a few people calls and try to ask people about locking in certain calls. Have you been in that situation and what do you think stop the race? Because a lot of times it will stop a race.
Yeah, I've been in a lot of situations like that, so that's why I just backed up. But some of the guys that got cars, got two guys living here where I live at, and I talked for the guys, and they wanted to do it before we got to the track. But when they got to the track, he backed up. You know, they talk about motorcycles and all that. But the motorcycles don't mean nothing about in these cars. I hear these guys talk about, man, this guy got a big block. Man, big blocks don't always beat the small blocks. It's just a combination of how you set your car up.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question. When I hear you say, talk about motorcycles, 99% of it, people just going to say big block or small block. Occasionally, you might have some people throw some numbers out there about certain cubic inches. And in my opinion, they just throwing them out there. Do you think if a guy got a big block and a guy got a small block, do you think that's a heads-up race? Do you think that's a 50-50 race?
What do you think about that?
And it's a 50-50 race. Just because he got a 800 cube against him, I got a 632, don't mean he gonna win. It don't. I'm not gonna call out no names, but I've seen small blocks set the world on fire. I've seen a whole bunch of small blocks set the world on fire. It's just a combination. I mean, I hear a lot of guys say, man, I'm not going to race him because he got a big block. Man, get up there and try because you never know what's going on. Now, it's up to you. You put your stipulations in or how much money y'all put on the line, but I've seen a lot of small blocks wear a whole lot of big blocks' asses out, a whole lot of them.
I agree. You know, you got some guys right here got some big blocks, and you got some guys around here got some small blocks, and believe it or not, in some cases, that small block got more horsepower than that big block. In some cases, now you just got to, me, my opinion, you got to know who you're dealing with and you got to know what you think they got as a small block, a big block, you know. So it's one of the things that you're right. I mean, hey, a race is a race, and the guy with the biggest motor don't always win, but that's just kind of doing your homework, I guess, and finding out what you think about this guy with a small block versus that guy with the big block. So, hey,
and
I think it can be negotiated, you know.
We don't race motorcycles. We race cars. That's what I look at it. We don't race motorcycles. You race cars.
I hear you. I mean, you know, it's just. I mean, that's a good point you're making. You don't race motorcycles. You race cars. But in certain situations, when people talk about their money, if they think you got certain stuff, you know, for some a lot of people, you know, it do make a difference because they think you got certain stuff, you know, they will consider motorized. So, but that don't mean they don't have to win.
I'm gonna say this: I take my hat off to the Grudge because I hear a lot week in, week out. The Grudge says he got a little small motor. He'll try some back half cars. And like they said, that guy said he'll try some back half cars with his car. I take my hat off to him because he ain't scared to race. The Grudge ain't scared to do it.
Yeah. Well, when you brought the Grudge up, we got the Grudge on here, so we can see when we get the Grudge on here. He probably got something he want to say about that anyway. You know, the Grudge went down and made action this weekend, so let's get him on here. Grudge, what's that then?
What up, Tommy?
What's going on, man?
Congratulations
on winning this
Sharon?
Weekend.
Man, all I can tell you, man, all I can tell you, man, Gene is the man. Boy, that remember like back in the days, man. I mean, that man raced over there till 5 o'clock in the morning, man.
I'm telling you.
Morning. I was on somebody's show the other day, yesterday, and they was talking about a couple more tracks that don't have no curfew, man. Them no curfew tracks. Them number one on my list, man. That's the type of shit I'm talking about right there. Because you know, a lot of times these races. The last 30 minutes, you might see five races, man.
Yeah.
And
That's one thing about it, man. Yeah.
That car I ran, man. That dude had a strong ass car, man. You know, and it was a real good race, man. I had a blast racing with them dudes over there, man. And I seen them make their shakedown pass, and Condre told me, said, "Well, man, you know what? The man car look good." I said, "Condre, the man car look good. So look good and strong." You say, "My own thing you can do is try to beat that man off that tree, man." My thing was trying to beat that man off that tree, but I didn't. But guess what? I wasn't even worried about him that damn time, man. Only thing they talk that shit about he was finna do this, he was finna do that, it's a goddamn steal. So, but at the same time, in my provision, and I'm in the goddamn car, I'm in that man in the car, ain't nobody else. That camera angles is different than all that bullshit, Tommy. But me and that man were so goddamn close, side by side, I thought that man was going to burn me over there with them motherfucking pipes, man. So, you know, it was a good race. I had a blast. You know, I finna shift gears and get ready to go to South Carolina here in another day or so, too, to keep this Grudge thing going, man. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a blast, and I'm going to keep doing it, man. Like I said, I had a good time down there, Tom. And I'm looking for some more small tie action. Stock suspension again, true Lattabar cars, nitrous cars. Looking for more of that action. Can't get enough of that action. That's all we're going to do. I'm going back on music, Tom.
All right. Well,
oh,
yeah, I heard it, bro.
Hey, I got to stop you. I appreciate all my help for my tuner, man, OWK, man, all right, Joaquin. for helping me have a smooth ass car. Cause that's what that bitch felt like. It felt like I was going to the store in that motherfucker, man.
Yeah, you look like you were getting down that track pretty good that night, Bush. Man, your car looking good going down there. So, hey, you doing it, man. Good luck to you wherever you go to race at this weekend. You're a man on the move. You're trying to move around and bring action and trying to race. So,
hey. Yeah, I mean, look at Orangeboro over there, Orangeboro Dragway over there, South Carolina.
South Carolina?
Yeah.
All right. You be careful out there. Do your
That's
thing when you get out
Tommy.
There.
I'm going back on me.
Hey,
Pretty Tony Robinson, the one shut it off on that last race. They the one shut it off over there. Pretty Tony Robinson over there wasn't about it. They wasn't about it back to back. They was getting it in over there, man.
Man, I tell you what, let me say something about that race. I talked to Pretty Tony and Arkansas boys, and them guys were going in the battle, man, and they came out one and one. And I tell you, man. It was about a quarter to five in the morning, man. And I tell you what, when Pretty Tony put it on the Arkansas boy, D&D boys, man, you should have saw the race when Arkansas boys put it on Pretty Tony.
Oh, yeah, I see all of them.
You should have saw T-Mac. T-Mac, when he put it on the first race, he just, like you said, he just fell out in the middle of the track, you know, and didn't believe that they got away with that win.
Hold on, I got to correct you. I DDT'd this motherfucker the first race.
You say what now? What was that?
That's called a DDT. I DDT'd this motherfucker the first race.
That's called DD what?
I DDT'd him.
Hey, you think that was no goddamn action for
you? Oh, you DDT'd him, huh?
Yeah, man. He was all on the track and shit, man. Hey, but I love racing them guys, man. You know, there's some good fellas, man. You know, we don't have no problem when we negotiate no race. Hey, man, that's some good guys to race, man. Hey, hopefully we probably gonna be able to get it in. You know, from now on, man, I think
we're mad. Yeah, y'all look like y'all mad, dog.
I tell you what, when I saw you fall out, man, in that track, your DDT move on it, you put down on it, I said, look at that. But, boy, when it came that second race, like almost 5 o'clock that morning, I could have sworn to God, I said, man, it looked like somebody hit knocked the air out of him. Man, he laid over his I say, what for his tongue?
Yeah, he did
it.
Hey, he did his goddamn air down to tell me. He did. I was like, what the fuck, man?
Like, he just like just sucked all the oxygen out of the man. He's over there, with his hands over there, like he couldn't believe it. So that was a good race, man. I tell you what, they were getting on so bad, man. Them guys wanted ding. Everybody was tired, man. We got five right at 5 o'clock in the morning. Them guys, I tell you what, the track was working so good, and them guys wanted to do it again. They wanted to tell Gina. They want to go home, man.
I shook my head, man. I said, "Boy, God damn it!"
Yeah, man. Forwarded to an automatic voice message system 9405950288.
Yeah, no bullshit.
From the time he comes through the gate, he unloads his vehicle, man. He goes straight to the stage lane with him, man. You can't beat that, man.
No.
Yeah, man. Well, see, man, what's that, folks? You got something coming up, Charlie, man.
Oh, yeah, man. We're going down September the 6th, man. We got a small block night to shoot out, 28th. Then we're going to have a 29 and under shootout. We got some big man races coming. We got Tony Thorne locked in to come over there. We got
901
Van
Thorne
locked in to come over there.
9405955.
We got a lot of races from Arkansas. They're trying to break out on the scenes. You know, they're gonna be trying to create some action with some other people, man. And hopefully, man, we're gonna have a grudge there. We have a lot of guys there, man. A lot of guys from over the Mississippi, Tennessee area. We're trying to. It's not confirmed yet. We try to get us a couple guys from out of the Midwest and further over on the East Coast, man, to try to pull that Texas and East Coast thing together, man. You know, try to get them guys in, you know, get some more people to break out on the scene, you know, get noticed out there on the East Coast. They don't really know much about guys from Texas. You know, they're quick to holler, Texas don't go nowhere. So we try to get them a little meeting zone, you know, to meet up where it be kind of a halfway point, you know, and they can
go eat the other tail if they want to.
Yeah.
All right, man. You know, we're going to pass out the love, man. Hey, tell me that we appreciate everything, you know. What a good show, successful show. And every chance we get, man, we coming back to Texas and hell. Hopefully we can get to race some other guys out there, man, you know.
Yeah. Well, guys, I'm going to see one thing about it. Y'all show up, y'all going to race. Ain't no doubt about it. Y'all definitely going to race.
Yeah, we're going to race somebody, man.
All right.
Try to get the fans what they want to see, man. All right, appreciate the time, Tommy.
Okay.
Hey, Tracy, I want to take my hat off to that old Bamba Boo, man. Them boys, man, them my boys, they doing it. Tony Thorn got firsthand what that Obama Blue looked like, huh?
Yeah, man. I mean, Tony knew he was taking a tough one. I think Tony, one thing about Tony will race. He will take a chance, but a lot of people won't take a chance. He probably figured, you know, he knew he might have been outclassed, but he wanted to step up and felt like, hey, man, I got them guys. They probably don't have a whole lot of time on the car. So he's just going to take a gamble. He knew he was at class, but he felt like he was going to take a gamble. He probably felt like he knew Denton track probably a little bit better than they did. But, hey, as you've seen, hey, Mama Boo and crew came up there, man, and did what they had to do. It looked very, very impressive to me. They looked very, very impressive going down there.
Yeah, they did. They're going to the top, straight to the top in that 29 class.
Yeah.
Hey, Tommy.
Yeah.
I'm going to let the whole boys world know. I tell them, man, I can't let them keep hustling me on that goddamn tree. I might have to bring out the old arm drop on the motherfucker out there again.
What, they cutting you out the gate?
Man, shit. I mean, I didn't do bad as goddamn cowboy, but I did enough, though. But like I say, if it wouldn't be for OWK, I had my motherfucking shit right, I'd have been way in the world of trouble.
Yeah. I hear you. All right, well, we're going to go and see who else got their hand up. Sharon, you want to say something? Must be in a private room. I don't understand. I can't see her right now on the screen. I'm going to see if I can see. She might have been a problem. Probably didn't hear me.
No. I'm here, Tracy.
Hey,
hold on. Look,
yeah.
I mean, Bull Rider, hold on a second.
Is she still racing?
Who?
Retired.
She
ain't racing. They
done
retired or something?
Chin? I hadn't seen Chin. Somebody on there know what's wrong with Chin. I hadn't seen Chin. Somebody on there know about what Chin. Let us know.
Last time I seen Chin, it was at the World Girls Nest, Arkansas. They was getting mad because we betted against them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just wonder what he's
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, Sharon, go to the next caller. See, somebody got muted. Mike, I hear some noise in the background. I don't know if it's TV going, radio, or something. Bushnell, is that you? Mute that mic or something.
I'm on mute, Tom.
Oh, yeah. It's somebody. Okay. All right. Look like it's gone. Yeah, here. Somebody mute the mic. Hey, Sharon, got the next caller?
Yeah. I'm trying. Tree Man, your mic is open.
Hello, Tommy. What's up?
What up, Tree? What's going on?
Shit. I'm just sitting there listening in, man. Listening to the old topic and seeing what people talking about that old topic, man. But, you know, me, myself, I don't get off no politics. I will speak on it.
Well, what you got? What's your opinion on it? Tell me something.
You know me, man, I really like racing. I try to stay away from the old politics.
You like me, Tree.
I feel like it's a lot of politics and just between, you know, y'all who's doing the race.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm being full of stacking the races on top of the races and not supporting each other and all that. I try to stay away from it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that part there, man, pretty much needs to be left out. That's why stay away from
and
try to just do my little races, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I think it's a bunch of BS. I mean, I think it's a bunch of BS. My opinion, Tree Man, that, you know, the politics go on about it, and you're right. I agree. I'll be the first one to step out there and say, yeah, The promoters that put on some of these races, you know, there's some politicking going on with it, you know, and it caused, it's like this. Me, Bert, I try to be a fair man. I might not be the best man, but I try to be a fair man and negotiate things. But I do believe a lot of politics go on. Personally, I think a lot of politics go on against me in the grudge game. But I'm a person that really try to look at the big picture. I feel sometimes, you know, when they go on, you know, everybody going to shoot politics at you. You're going to fight back with them with the politics. All in all, I think it's bad for the grudge game. You know, I don't try to initiate any politics in it, but I'm guilty of playing part in the politics, because if a person politics against you, you're going to do things, you're going to politics against that individual. But I don't think it's good at all. I think it's bad, and I think it really drives a wedge in some of the things that's happening in the grudge game. So I agree with you. I mean, I'm guilty of playing part of it as well, but personally, if you're trying to play it with me, hey, I'm going to fight back and I'm going to probably play it with you, but I think it's something that needs to go away. I don't think it's good for grudge racing overall. I don't think it's a good move to try to continue the politicking, but, you know, hey, that's just my opinion on it.
Yeah, now I'm going to get my opinion on the weekend, man. I got a old buddy that run that track. You know, I got to give him his props, man. You know what I'm saying? He will let you race to whenever till you get everything you need to get off your chest. He gonna let them gates stay open.
Yes, sir.
So I got to give him his props. That man, I say, man, that man that do work his track. He's proud of his track. And I mean, it was a lot of good racing shit. You know, me myself, I enjoy myself. But I'm gonna speak on this hill. Your boy Stevie Fast. Everybody saying Stevie Fast, Stevie Fast, Stevie Fast. And you got them people that's following Stevie Fast. Only thing Stevie Fast showed me is he got a fast mouth, faster tell a lie, gets faster hit in his mouth. Ain't nobody, he get his ass on the internet, he ain't talking about how he got hit in his mouth, Friday. I hope he listening.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't want to promote no violence, Tree, man. We don't want to promote no violence. I mean, when stuff like that happens, which it happened on that Friday night, we don't never really want to go to track and see that. You know, I found myself in the middle of a couple of situations when guys get out of character. I found myself trying to step in the middle and try to break it up. You know, we really don't want to promote nothing like that at track. It's not a good thing. And when it happens, it's a sad thing. But, you know, we got to try to keep that as much as possible. I think everybody, you know, play some kind of part if you know these individuals are trying to defuse stuff like that when it get out of hand. So, you know, that's just something that we want to try to stay away from. But on a note, boy, Stevie Fast, you know, running his mouth. Yeah, right now, you know, I agree. Right now, Stevie Fast, my opinion, right now, Stevie Fast have made his way to Texas Star, and he's being very vocal on these internet and on these call-outs about these Texas races and trying to race. Hey, what can you do about it? I believe he's doing what he want to do, and he's going to keep on doing it, and somebody is going to step up, and they're going to challenge him. I know a lot of times people fear because they feel like they're working with the best of the best, and so some people don't want to take that chance. But as you know, Birdman Carl is one of them that's going to be waiting. It's just a matter of time for them to step up and take that challenge. And on another
hey,
note,
on that Street Man
something. Huh? What is that?
Go ahead. Go finish talking. I got to ask Street Man something. Finish talking. Go ahead.
And on the other side, Stevie Fast is saying that he's going to dominate the grudge world and the promo thing. And then you can't – I'm going to look at it both ways. Ain't nothing wrong with what the man doing, the man trying to make action. Right now, he felt like he got the sword in his hand, and so he just swinging it. He's swinging it. Right now, yeah, he's swinging it. He's swinging it all across Texas in the grudge game. You know, but like I say, in the pro mod world, I mean, somebody told Jeff at the track that night that just because they have a team that they have, when he get his stuff ironed out, he going to run it. So he's swinging it right now. So, hey, you got to be able to take the good with the bad. You know, when you the bear and you swinging, it's all good. When the guy might have a little bit of advantage on you and they go to swinging it, you know, we got to take it just as well as we can give it. I mean, I believe that somebody's going to step up and they're going to challenge them with their back half car. And I also believe, because it's been told to Jeff, the guy's going to challenge him with his ProMod car. So, you know, I can't say he's doing nothing wrong. I mean, he beating on his chest right now because he got confidence in what they got and what they're coming out with. Hey, the ones who feel like they can step up and do something about it, all you got to do, like you did with your back half car tree, man, you put a couple of notches on that ass, and then they went to whining about, hey, you got a ProMod, you're jumping on a back half, like you told them. You didn't answer that ass whooping they did, and you gave it to them. And you got to look at it right now. They just trying to get back at you. So it is what it is. You know what I mean?
Hey, look at Tree Man.
Hold on. I have a response, but he dropped off and he came back on. I'm trying to get his mic open.
Okay. Can I ask him, tell me something then.
Okay, go ahead.
Tell me.
Yeah.
You came in this bush now. Hey, as you, I'm curious, man. You know, Shit, I'm a fan of that race shit, too, man. You know that. That don't mean nothing. I'm still got fans of racing, race cars, too. Hey, is you and D, is on that deal that you and DJ didn't get it on, is y'all going to get that in?
Yes, sir. We still going to get it in. I told them we're going to get it in.
Yeah,
that's
going to be a good race, man, you and DJ.
Yeah, we definitely going to get it in. Yeah, we definitely going to get it in. I hate like hell that I broke.
I
definitely want to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it just didn't happen then, you know. But that's why I wanted to know how to choose to go. Yeah.
I was sick the whole damn night when I broke that damn thing. I broke it.
Ain't nothing I can do. It ain't no worse than motion over the goddamn me. I'm pretty sure they got that motor out their goddamn car. So shit, they burned theirs down there a little bit, but they were looking strong in the motherfucker. So I can tell you that.
Yeah, they were looking good.
Burned it down another end down there, but it was looking.
Stop
it looked like
damn.
It was doing what it's supposed to do. I'm talking about that. Was that the first time out with that car? Because if that was the first time out with that car, that's like.
They were the World Brothers National with it.
Oh, was it? Okay.
That
ain't been that long ago, shit. I mean, you know, they didn't run that motherfucker a million times in San Antonio. So, I mean, that to me, it just feel like it's, you know, it's fresh, if you ask me.
It looked good. Yeah, it looked good.
It looked good.
He looked good, yeah. Well, yeah, me and Dad, we're going to definitely get it on.
That's tempo.
Okay, go ahead, then, Cheryl.
Tree Man, your mic is back open.
Yeah.
Hey,
Tree.
Hey, it's Boogie. I want to ask you something. Was they calling you out this weekend over there, hiding them over there, or hiding them, you know, the hide team over there?
Man, I'm going to tell you like it go. They calling me out that goddamn Friday, and then they want me to make no hit Saturday, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you like this here, man. Anytime you see my car doing something stupid, it's only because I'm spare a minute. I set that bitch right and went down the track. Them punks hit the bushes. Bottom line.
The car like that, they call them punks. Hey, look here. So I just wondered because, I mean, I couldn't realize there was so much going on that track, man, you know, for us just everything being there and being out in the grudge world, man. You know, sometimes you miss shit, but I was just wondering, was they calling you out that weekend, you know, over the weekend, and then why y'all didn't race if they did? Because you said they bagged out after they seen you went down?
Man, after I made my hit, man, they got trouble. No trouble at all. You know, best just leave me alone, but they can't say, man, they don't want this here, man. They best just gone on stand their class and gone on, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what, man? You know for a fact, we from the streets. I mean, hey, when you go to line and all of that old shit, you trying to get off into the most shit, you know what I'm saying? But they don't want this trouble with this car, man. I mean, you think this car going to do something stupid trying to give me the race because you think this car going to do something stupid. You finna lose your fucking money.
No, I'm good.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, then, Tree, that was all I was trying to find out, man, because like I said, I mean, because I was like, one, I was like, well, damn, I mean, you know, all that, you know, talking about who was going to get in the lane and whoever got in the lane. I heard it was hollering any back half car had the back tires, and I didn't know you was involved in any car out that they wanted to race, and I was like, man, I wonder why they didn't get it on, and they didn't get it in, but if you say they bagged out of it once you did what you did. I got a good understanding on Tree.
All right. Hey, Sharon, got another caller?
Jackie, your mic is open.
How y'all doing this evening?
What's going on the dog?
Hey, man, I just want to apologize to everybody out there and let everybody know that nobody was more disappointed than me not racing Tree Man than me, because I unloaded that car Friday night, and I really felt like I had a I had a good handle on things, and we just happened to break it. But other than that, Tree Man was a really good sport about the situation. We talked. I really think there needs to be more races like him, you know, as far as somebody you can have a conversation to deal with without a lot of hooping and hollering and screaming and nonsense going on. I mean, the man was he was real pleasant to deal with, and like I said, I look forward to getting to race him a little later on in the year because we still going to get this on. This ain't over with. I just got to get this car to stay together more than one or two passes. And, we're going to be looking for him again. So I seen on a board somewhere they were trying to make it seem like we didn't race because of him, and I just want to make it known that the reason we didn't race was because I broke my car. It didn't have nothing to do with Tree Man. He was ready to race.
Jack, what you broke, a dry line or something?
I broke something in the transmission. I went up there. Yeah, I went up there.
Line,
you, you can watch the video. When I stepped off of it, it didn't even
hey,
try to move.
Jack A., I'm not a driver. Like, you heard what I said, that you break some type of drive line, so you knew I knew what I was talking about.
Yeah, I mean, right now we thought it was a rear sprag. We took it apart, couldn't find it. Rear sprag looked good, so it could be a converter. I ain't even unloaded
yeah.
it yet. So
some part of the drivetrain or something, driveline drivetrain something. It's got something to do with converter, transmission, or rear end. That thing somewhere broke between them three.
Between the flywheel and the axle, that's what I saw.
There you go.
Right now.
Yeah, Jackie,
we
appreciate you coming out.
Tree Man, you know, he's a good guy.
Hey, Jackie.
Yes, sir.
Boy, they told me it was some dude sitting in the stand. They found out with me and you were going to race that you broke your car. They say, boy, he hollered louder than Michael Jackson. He waited to see that.
he said, what now?
They told me it was some guy waiting in the stand when he found out you broke your car.
You want to see that, bro?
He hollered louder than Michael Jackson. He wanted to see that.
Goddamn right, he wanted to see it.
Well, shit, he didn't want to see it.
Who
didn't want to see it as bad as I wanted to see it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, shit. I know when you get your car together, man, we're going to see what the most things do, man. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be real gentle about it. You know what I'm saying? I can't do nothing but be patient. Hope you have success with it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, man. Like I said, I mean, this ain't no... I'm not trying to set no example for the rest of the grudge world. I'm just trying to be me. But, I mean, I think that I like to cut up high side and scream and holler and have fun just like the next person. And sometimes I get carried away with it, but that's when I'm having fun. But, you know, when you're talking about business and money and stuff that's, you know, that's really already set up, you got bets taking place, money on the line. I mean, sometimes you can put all that jumping and hollering and hee-hawing and all that aside and really talk business. And when you get business out of the way, you know, then you can go back to the having fun and cutting up and, you know, just enjoying the night at the track. But like I said, man, it was a real pleasure to be able to, me and you go to the side and separate that and then go right back to, you know, having fun with one another. So, I mean, like I said, if people don't know you, ain't never raced against you, I'm just telling them don't let the stuff they hear stop them from giving you a call up and saying they want to race you. Because I'll be looking for you as soon as I get this thing running.
All right then, man. You know, shit, take your time. Good luck. I mean, shit, we'll get to hook them up and see what they do.
All right. Jackie, how did y'all foul ball? How many of y'all Texas 10 guys actually raced that night? Who all raced? I know C-Town Tony. Anybody else?
Man, C-Town Tony and C-Town Tony and is really about the only one that raced. Chris went up there racing. Tony Thorne broke his car. And, you know, I broke mine. Aaron broke his. So, I mean, as it stands right now, everything we got's broke. We broke three transmissions and two motors.
I know C-Town Tony, he gonna want to race again. I know he gonna want to race me again, and I'm quite sure he gonna want to race there again. C-Town Tony, I don't know if you're out here, but he definitely was wanting to race.
Hey, Foot, let me just say this, Tommy Dog, and you were standing there to hear it. I had to walk away from the golf cart because Tony asked for it. I just don't agree with, but if y'all ain't never met anybody that just wants to race and really don't give a damn what you got or how you said or anything like that, man, that, That is C-Town Tony. That dude wants to race. You know that from the conversation y'all had on the golf cart about the different people he wanted to lock it up with. You see people that around here that wouldn't even think about racing motion, and he just said, shit, if they want to race, tell them to get up here. Let's go do it. So, I mean, you know, my hat's off to Tony, to motion for getting up there and doing it, and for everybody else. I mean, it's one thing. It's easy to sit up and talk about racing and what you're going to do and this and that. It's a whole other different story to actually get up there and in beans and let them go. And, you know, just because you lost a race, don't, you know, yeah, you can't put a win in your column, but really you're already a winner because you got up there and tried. Because it takes two to make action, and if two people don't get up there to try it, you're guaranteed one loser and one winner. So, I mean, that loss is a chance everybody takes when they get in them lights. So, I mean, I'm not taking up for him because he lost. Ain't nobody more upset about him losing than me, I promise you that. I feel like we could have beat Motion, but, you know, we'll see. We're going to try him again. We will try him again.
That's what it's all about,
and
man.
And as far as any other back-ass car out there, Tony's willing to look at anybody. I mean, as far as the Jekyll and Hyde and Birdman, I mean, I'm just telling you that. I mean, them cars are – I mean, they're too much for him, just like Jermaine was too much for Chris. But, I mean, we was going to have our hands full of Tony Thorne, and you seen what Jermaine did to Tony. I mean, Tony's got a real fast car, and, I mean, they got Jermaine's car, that Obama Boo, man, that thing's flying. I take my hats off to them guys. I mean, you just got people out there that's just doing their thing, man. You can't be mad at them. But, I mean, there ain't really no shame in just saying, hey, man, it's too much for me. I can't mess with you. So, I mean, that's I mean, you can make action all you want to, but, you know, stepping in, getting in somebody's yard, you ain't got no business being in that shit. You knew what you got when you climbed that fence. So I'm going to stay out in fences with them big dogs for right now.
Hey, Jackie, I want to – can you hear me, Jackie?
Yeah.
Hey, this bull rider, man, I got a question. I hear a lot of guys say, I want to get there and look at you. Explain that to me, what you mean by looking at you. If he got a 29-inch car and that guy got a 29-inch car, what's to look at?
Well, there's a lot of different things, I mean, that's going to make a difference. You know, you want to, I mean, let's look at it like this. You remember, Blue Flame, right?
Yeah.
You got a big tire car, right?
Yep.
I got a big tire car. You consider them two in the same class?
But you got that Blue Flame from Houston?
Yeah.
That's a chassis car, and yours a Pullman car.
Hold on, Jackie. That guy said something. We need to help this guy understand. Wait a minute. He said something. This is not the first time I've heard a guy say that. He asked you, do you think there's any difference, and Bull Rider, you said Jackie got a Pro Mod car, and you said Butler got a chassis car. They both chassis cars. Now they they both chassis. Don't get it confused, because one look like this and one look like that. They both chassis cars. They just one probably a greater built car, or extended car, which kind of move it in the next class when you start extending them sometimes. That's kind of lead them into being on the top sportsman pro mod, mainly on the pro mod. You do got some top sportsmen that's been extended too, but they both chassis cars.
Okay.
They're not created equal.
And they both got big tires, and, you know, one thing, Tracy, I don't have a state-of-the-art car. I got a 104-inch wheelbase car where most of these guys are 112 to 116. So, I mean, I've got more of an older style car that really won't compete with the newer ADRL cars, because, hell, if it would, I'd be out there trying to run with them, but I can't do it.
Did he ask your question, Bull Rod?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. Okay, Sharon, I thought I seen King on here.
King is on.
My ass, I'm going to say. Yeah, go ahead.
King, your mic is open.
What's going on, Grudge World?
Well, King.
I'm mighty quiet, man. I'm sitting here watching my bottom old Jane Brown movie. You know, I'm kind of sensitive on that. And but I wouldn't say, man, there was so much good girls racing going on out there, I didn't know where to start. But I do start right here. I got to bring up the good and I bring up the bad. Like I said, it was so much racing. Hey, man, I want the whole world to know that I did got outran on my foot by Flip. Saturday night and then Flip outran.
Who outran you? I didn't know you had Flip. Who outran you?
Flip.
Oh, really? I didn't know that really happened.
Yeah, it happened. I tricked him. Oh, he won the first one, but I got the best one. He didn't want to give me what it takes. When I say I'm the foot racer of the year, I got to throw in front of that. You got to give me the hit. They had some little girl out there. I was going to try her too. But same thing go for her. She looked like she was 13 years old, but she might have been 21 or something, but she looked 13. We supposed to have did it, but I think somebody pulled them coattail. They say she was going to give me the hit, and I told her, well, I accept the hit, but she had to give me the hit. And he said, well, how far you going to run? I said, how far I need to go? And they say, if you go further, if you run 20 yards, that's a bet. So somebody woke them up, but they didn't do that. But I sure want that race. I don't care. I don't care where she comes from. But same thing, women, I run them 8 to 80. They get the same thing these men get. But Flip did outrun King, and then he turned around and gave me the hit. And he didn't win nothing. I don't think he'll do that no more. So Nightmare Crew, that was the Nightmare Crew. They set up a Mickey for me, but they didn't bring it to the table. I think the Nightmare Crew, I was interviewing a few people, and I think, you know, I got to put it out there like it is. I told everybody that I was a preacher, trying to be a preacher to help myself and not using cuss words. You know, we all cuss. And it was drawn to your attention that somebody was cussing on the mic. I was on filter. And when I really, really have to watch myself when I'm on filter. But it's one thing that I want the world to know. King Arthur is not no ignorant mother sucker. Trust me. I'm a very educated guy. I went to college. I did good. Grade point 3.9. You know, I'm a very educated. Really listen to me. I really got a lot to say. And I love everybody. I don't like trouble. But if you want a conversation, you come to me, bring it to me, and I'll let you know what I know. And if you really get to know me, I'm pretty cool. There's a lot of people say they don't like me, but I don't understand this because when they with me or we by ourselves around something, they say that I'm good around the race game. And Tracy, you know myself, me and my race cars, man, you know, if I never race another car again in life, I got 2 or 3 ragged old cars sitting around. You can tell them, racing really ain't never been my game. I don't lack nothing that's discomfortable. And what these fans really don't know, that, man, it is very hot in them cars, man. And it's, man, you're taking a chance with your life down there, man, fooling around. So my head is off to all the races. Been there, done that. And they keep saying, well, you know, and then three or four of the young guys say, King, say, man, read why you don't race no car. Yeah, I like to use one of them adverbs then. That you scared. It ain't so much I'm scared. I got three or four motorcycles, man, sitting up, ProMod motorcycles, still sitting around, man. That don't excite me no more, but it's good for, you know, whoever like it, you know. I still like coming to the track. I still like, I don't have my mechanics that they don't like all the rah-rah. They can't take it. And, you know, if I'm there, Tracy, you know, I got my car, you know, I'm going to give it. So, you know, but my people don't like that kind of racing, you know. They more off into the bracket racing and all that, and, you know, that ain't what I do. But all I got to say is I appreciate everybody. I did hear that that was the biggest show that place, North Star, have ever had. And if y'all remember when it was raining, I asked the whole shebang, let's pray that it stop raining. I don't know if y'all believe in God. I truly believe in God, and we pray that rain went away. So I do know prayer changes things. So I appreciate y'all listening to Old King, man. And y'all keep it grudging, keep doing this. And I did hear one more thing that the promoters, man, y'all need to nip it, man. Y'all know what you're doing to each other. I hear bits and pieces. I try to stay out of that because, you know, that ain't for me. But every time I hear one do one thing, the other one do something slick, and the other one do something slick, you know. We know who the promoters is. We know what it's doing. But if just look, man, if y'all get together, just look what this do. Man, if the crowd is big there, it got to be big whenever they're there. But we all got to do it together. Stay together. Let's stay together, you know.
Hey, Ken.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, finish your speech, man. I got to tell you something before you leave.
Okay, well, don't you interrupt me no more.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let me go back to what I was saying. Like I say, the promoters need to stay together. And when you hear one doing something that he ought not be doing, let's try to get on him. Like, you know, I got a little nightclub. Let's put it like this here. I got a little nightclub, and it say, I got on the wall, your first fight is your last fight. If the promoter keep doing this stuff here, man, well, you know who on the promoter side. What you need to do is just push him out, man. We need to just, you know, hey, man, if this is what it's going to be, boom, let's get rid of this. If this is what it's going to be, boom, don't ride with him and then play like, and then soon as he turned his back, you talking about, man, that ain't nothing. He ought not be doing that. That man, that backbiting is a monster, man. So, you know, payback is a mother. That's all I know. Looking at Jane Brown now, man, payback is a mother. So keep it racing, man. Keep it going on. And, hey, man, I think it was a beautiful thing down there. Thank y'all. And I'm right here waiting on you. I say I'm right here waiting on you, man. What you want?
Look here, King. Hey, you know
what
the best part I like?
What?
Hey, when we come up there to the grudge rate, there was about 30 cars in that lane. I say, King, I talked to one of them guys up there. They was like, well, man, they finna get ready to do this. And I say, look, man, I don't give a shit about none of that, man. We finna get up in the grudge. We got top party, man. We goddamn got in front of goddamn 20 cars up there, man. Remember I told you that, King?
Yes,
you told me to bring it on.
Yes, sir. I know. Out of nowhere.
Bring it on, man. Grudge got top priority. The Grudge Racing got top priority around now, man.
Yes, sir. Sure
I feel
did.
Like Kane. I feel like yes. Kane, King.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You were grinning all the way.
I was grinning so goddamn much, I forgot about that light, King Arthur.
You was still in denial. I can't believe this. I can't believe how we got up there.
Yeah,
well, two or three people say, hey, where they going? I said, they grudging, man. They
grudge racing, man.
Yeah.
See, that's where they going. Grudge race.
Yes, sir. This is you at a grudge race. That's what I told you. Don't get it.
That's what you were, Ken. You got a grudge fan.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right,
I did.
King.
All right. Peace out.
All right. All right, yeah, that's one thing for sure. We want to make sure we said that to Gene. We said that to the track man. Where there's a grudge race, man, we're going to stop everything. Them guys got a time. They got a grudge race. We're going to shoot them right to the front. So, you know, it was a good thing it happened, and the ones who was locked in, the one who was going to race, they made sure that they didn't wait a whole long time. They got up there, and they got it in. And so as late as we really got this thing off, there was a lot of grudge racing going on.
Man.
As late as we started that track because of the weather, we still were able to get it all in. Man, you got to take your hats off to everybody that participated and was patient enough to wait it, man. That's what it should be, man. When you're going to grudge, let's grudge. So,
Remember I told that shit in Lando, how that shit wasn't cool, man. Goddamn, everybody in front of that goddamn gate. And we behind the goddamn gate, and the gate closed behind us. Fuck that.
Yeah, we definitely got them to the front. I mean, they went around. They came right on up to the front. So that was a sweet thing that that it worked like that. So it was great to see that happen like that. Okay. All right. Hey, Sharon, we got any more hands up? Anybody got something they want to come in? Got a topic they want to bring up? Got something they want to discuss? Push the one button. Let it be heard. I'm quiet. It's a full house, man. People texting me still can't get in. But, guys, if there's some information or something you want to put out there, hey, man, put it out there. Let's kind of talk about it and see how we can continue this role, you know, make this thing go and keep it grudging, man.
You don't have any more hands up right now?
Don't have any more hands up? I said, I make a correction. I said 10-4 and Cold Smoke. I know they were locked in, but 10-4, I can't think of a guy named 10-4 actually ran it. Where am I, Cold Smoke? I can't think of it off the top of my head. 10-4 and Cowboy. 10-4 first win was against Cowboy, right? It was against Cowboy. First win was against Cowboy. Okay. I said Cold Smoke, but they were locked in. I don't know if that actually happened or who won.
He paid the puck out money to Cold Smoke because he broke. So he paid the puck out to Cold Smoke.
Okay. All right. Okay, that's correct. I'm like, okay, 10-4 paid the punk out of Cold Smoke. He actually beat Cowboy. Okay. Make that correction. Okay. All right. Let me see. I can't see nothing right here.
Hey, them boys there are race too, man. All my hats out 10-4 in the middle. Them boys are race too, man.
Yeah, 10-4 definitely be trying to race. He'll try to make action. You know, he was trying to make action that night. Hold on. Kenneth Williams. Hey, on the internet. Call Kenneth William Kenneth, you know the show starts at 7 o'clock. You got to call in about 7:40, at about 6:45. If you don't, come 6:50, 6:48, it live be pulled up. So are you saying you're on the internet, and I know you got something to say, so Sharon, you can get him on. Kenneth, you've been around a while, so start taking heed. You got to get an alarm put on your phone so you can get in. So I'm going to see if she can get you in. If you're out there, I see in your hand, you hollering at me. So, let me see. Motion Racing. Motion out there? You're out there.
What? Tommy, no.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead. I was looking for some reason. Go ahead.
Hey. Yeah, man, I'm so glad you said motion, dog. Motion. Because on Darryl, man, I want to give Darryl props, man.
Wait a minute, you're talking about two people, both of them named Darryl. Which one are you talking about?
I'm talking about my Darryl. You know which one is my Darryl.
That's DJ.
Yeah, he's talking about DJ, man.
You're talking about DJ, yeah. That's DJ.
Yeah, well, he told me these words. When it started raining, everybody would look around. He was so upset because he wanted Atomic Dog. And he was just standing over there looking at you in your car, man. He was just standing there looking. I say, I look back, you know how you got to look around for the haters. I say, Pete, that's a hater look, man. He said, no, ain't no hater look. I said, well, what kind of look is it then? He said, that's a look that I want that ass. That's a look. That's what I'm looking at. I said, if that ain't no goddamn hater look, well, goddamn, you see it raining, they wiping this car. Well, show me it ain't no hater look. Let me see you wipe that car. Say, man, I'm thinking about trying to get with him to open up a detail shop where you wipe that car. So what I'm trying to say, man, OD really ain't no hater, man. He's just letting you know that, man, he's a real deal, man. So hey, I think hey, I have to let him know that and tell the world. If y'all think DJ is hating, he ain't hating. But he is ready to get at the world. How about that?
Hey, King.
Yeah.
Hey, King.
What's up?
You say you better you try to get them get it going on detail, Shabba.
Yeah, boy. Say, man, he really look like he had killed in his eyes, man.
Hey, that man shit ain't clean for nothing, man. That man don't want no dirt ass shit.
Look here, I'm gonna tell you like this is, goddamn it. All the races that didn't take place, they soon to take place. So that's just insurance on we gonna be racing burning rubber real soon, right?
That's right. They definitely gonna happen. Those races, they definitely going to happen. People that think that race didn't happen, it's definitely going to happen. I was just as sick as he was that it didn't happen. It kind of spoiled my whole night. I was standing around looking probably funny. When I'm trying to go in the battle and I'm putting my money up on the line, man, if I don't get the race, I'll be sick the rest of the night. So,
yeah.
That's just part of the competitive nature in the individual. You know, he wants to race real bad, and I want to race real bad. One thing for sure, and we definitely going to make that race happen before the year's up.
Well, the Tommy Dog, you show, hey, man, you show did, man. I think they had to put a patch of cement up there where you pull all that cement up on there, man. You pull all kind of stuff up there, man. You know, if it had to, you're gonna do something out there. Yes, sir. And I want to say, since ain't nobody want to talk, you know, I can talk it on in. But yeah. I want to say something about Tree Man. Old Tree Man, like they say, y'all will say what you want about Tree. Y'all will say beat on his chest if you want to. But Tree Man is the man that say he ain't scared. I think he tell me that more than he do anybody, cause he want me to know that. Cause you know he sometimes tell me, King, wait a minute, hold up, goddammit, you too goddamn cautious. I say, Tree, just you know, be careful, you the man. I know who the fuck I am, but I'm racing this motherfucker. This motherfucker is not gonna sit still. You can bet that. Now that's what Tree said all that, but they went. Stevie Fast, like you say, man, Mr. Stevie Fast, how you does and all that. But guess what, man? I'm just going to tell you, you probably do better in the ADRLG with the G state for gone. Take your ass on before you get in trouble on this side. Because we grudge and we talk and we bag it up. So, you know, you be hollering loud. You better watch that James Brown movie. You just talking loud really ain't saying nothing. You ain't bullcorning nobody, Stevie Fast, but them Arabs in hell, they call on to you. So what I'm trying to say, he try to sweet talk, I mean try to fast talk Tree Man. He try to fast talk Tree Man. Cause Tree Man made a little change and did something so he can make that thing fly. It's been going fast. He's trying to make it fly now. So he did a little some kind of way. They felt if they run Tree Man before he make another hit on Saturday, they would have won the race. whoever that guy was dragging the track, he did an excellent job. I seen
that all night.
Huh?
I did that shit all night. What you mean?
Listen, man, listen. If you let me finish, I don't need no help with my talk. You wasn't talking before. Hey, you know what's up? I don't need no help with this. All right, now
I'm not
saying that.
King, huh? Hey, everybody know goddamn you can talk. I'm not trying to give you no goddamn help talk. But I'm right behind
your
goddamn ass. I'm going to be right behind your ass.
You
and
your help look like you're in front of me. Look, I've seen people hit the wall and come back and don't go in the other lane. That's
so
crazy,
did, man. You sure
that's
did,
crazy.
Man.
Yes, sir. And, I, hey, man, I seen two or three cars go to the center. You remember, if you watch old
hey,
DJ
man.
Madhouse, he got one car go to the center somewhere else. We don't want to just mess, just put no name on no track. Go to the center. Lord, to the have mercy. You can say, as soon as they hit that center, you can say, uh-oh, he gone. And then he showed up, go across over there and hit the other side. Ah, he sure is gone. None of that, man. I thought he was excellent. I mean, and then, you know, when the humidity gets there, it's twice as bad. Man, if you can do that, man, when the weather is bad like that, man, what would he do on a good 103 track day? How about that, man? Get a man a hand.
That goddamn Denton, Texas is a bad motherfucker, stomping ground motherfucker over there. That's my stomping ground over there, man.
That's your stomping ground?
Is you
holding it down over there? Or is just
that's my stomach. I ain't lost no motherfucking race over there, man.
Okay, well, won't you hey, Waddle, right now, you call somebody out back
I
over there.
I do it all the goddamn time. What you mean, man? Every goddamn
who did you
every motherfucker
who
week,
you done call out? Who you done call out over there?
Hey, every goddamn week I come on this motherfucking show looking trying to race some motherfucker sitting like me, King Arthur. Every motherfucking week, man. It's the same shit.
Hey,
I don't even have to
say
it. I can have a motherfucking tape and say the same shit every week, man.
Okay, well, look what I used to do back in the day. Put a goddamn blindfold on and pick some of them son of a guns you ain't been picking.
I try some of that shit, too.
Huh?
I tried some of that shit, too.
You did?
I found Will, King Arthur.
Well, then that's might what you have to do. What's wrong with your mic? Is your mic broke?
Hell no, ain't nothing broke. Ain't
well,
shit
then do it, then. Well, do it. Hell, Nike got rich with that do it shit. Just do it.
Hey, I think Kenna's hand just went up. I think Kenna got something he want to say. Yeah, you got it?
He's on.
What's up, Kenna?
Hey, Tracy.
Come on.
How's
hey,
your name? It's all good, world. Man, I'm just calling in and give you props to the race, man. That was a hell of a show, man. Hey, and I want to tell you, man, I got a little glimpse of that Noble, man. That's gonna be one bad son of a gun, fella. I got a little. A glimpse of that, so you just hold on to ride when they get ready to run them, man. That's all I can say. So.
Yeah, you know how it is. Sometimes I got to go back to drawing board. So.
Yeah.
That's part of it. We get it worked out.
Yeah. And they work good. They work that track over. Hey, man, as far as that little rain, man, that did the track good. I think everything showed out real good. Everybody done good, man. And I hear old King in the background, man. I got to give it to him, man. You did pretty good little speech, preacher. A little earlier there, you did all right.
Hey,
yeah.
Tell him I appreciate that little shout out, man. You know I do what I do, man. And guess what, man? I love to be around my people. A lot of people don't think that, but I could be anywhere
hey,
in the
man.
World, and I choose to be around uses. How about that?
Yeah. Well, it was real talk you were speaking because that is the truth what you said. I have to vouch for that because you ain't no bad person. You ain't no troubling person. Yeah, everywhere you go, you like to have fun. And that's just King. That's what he do.
It's
y'all
King.
Might say he talk loud and all this, but
yeah, talk
hey, man,
crazy
that dude like
that.
To have fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he all about the fun. You know, if you ain't never, if nobody out there don't know him, when he start talking, he get a crowd. He got to be known. So he just trying to have fun. So that's all I got to say. I thought I'm listening in and enjoying the show, Tracy.
Well, ain't you got something? You got something coming up next month a little bit. You want to tell the folks about it?
Yeah, yeah. I got a big show coming up down in Little River, Texas, man. A big grudge race and nice payouts and trying to get some stuff locked in, you know, looking at some people, man. And I'd like to see some fellas come on out and support a brother. You know, it's my first deal, you know, and I got some good fellas behind me and stuff. And man, we're trying to get it down, get it on. And small track, but it hold big shit. So, you know, it's September 20th, bar none, fade all. You know, we're going to try to open the gates about 2 or 4 o'clock, somewhere around there. We're waiting on to see what the weather going to do, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be all night racing. Ain't no curfew.
No curfew, man.
Ain't no curfew, so. I'm looking at, man, if I get a good chance, I'm going to try to punish Houston, Tracy. You leave that hands, because anything come out of Houston, I'm gonna have something for that. Anything. So, if
what
I
you got for me, I'm going to be first in line. What you got for me?
Oh, yeah, I just hope you can make a couple rounds, because I got a few for you.
I like when you got something for me, goddamn. And let me know something. Yeah, man.
Hey, bro. Well, you,
I ain't scared
you
of
what
my
hold
goddamn
on.
Mouth. I'm like King Arthur. I can run behind King Arthur. I ain't scared of what my motherfucking mouth.
All right.
They be thinking, they be thinking I'm goddamn whooping and hollering. I'm in good motherfucking hell. Ain't a goddamn thing wrong with me.
Tracy, who was that talking?
You know
that's
who it is?
Bushnell and Kenner. Bushnell and Kenner.
Kenner.
Oh, that's Trio.
Yeah.
You said you got something to see if anybody come out of Houston, huh?
Yeah, I think I
got
let me get mine in.
I got something for anybody in my class. You got to learn to say that.
There you go.
Yourself in trouble.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, he straightened me out with that one. There you go, see. He got me so
treated. You
know,
don't stand up, man.
Hey, excuse me, man. I'm just saying. Anything down that way in my class and a little bit of my yeah, but
I thought you were saying you're gonna match race every time I come down here.
What?
Hold
yeah,
up,
that
man.
Is yeah, Tree.
Tree man, come on, man. We just
so we gonna take
we
a pro
right
and go down that motherfucker. You think he gonna try? I know he'll try.
Grudge, hold on now. You know you ain't safe, man. I'm looking at you with one eye, but my other. I'm looking at you with one eye, but man, I'm trying to get the other open. When I get the other eye open, man, I believe it's gonna be on target.
I might be safe, but I ain't goddamn scared. And I ain't hiding.
All right, well, y'all will see me down around Houston the next couple of days, and I'm trying to get some stuff together, but September 20th, man, I'm hoping to have this thing kicked off good and hoping I can get some spectators and racers and everybody come out because it's going to be good, you know, and I'm going to try to do some lock-ins myself. And I know Big D down there, I'm going to bring him some fun. That's my big homie. Yes, sir. So, in the meantime, I'm gonna get behind these bushes. I'm gonna sit on the mute mic, Tracy. I sure appreciate you letting me get on now. I've been trying since 6:45. I had a little discrepancy about 6:50, and then I couldn't get on. So I'm gonna have to call AT&T and see what's going on. And
yeah,
I'm
you gotta get
on this thing. Yeah.
All right, man. All right.
Hey, another thing. Hey, Kenneth, I'll be down there. You know, I help you defend that little old track down there, man. So, goddamn me, you ready to help. I believe I'm just I'm going to do some goddamn donations. Start getting some of these ragged-ass cars I got away. And that's what I'll do. Just let a man the goddamn water race or something.
So, hey, King,
check
this out. You're going to have a personal invitation, King, I'm telling you. I'm just waiting. I was doing the right thing. You know, I got some guys to tell me, Big Bro Tracy and Alley Cat, you know, Batman, and all the promoters of the East Coast, they tell me what the right things to do, and that's what I've been doing. You know, I'm waiting my turn. You know, I ain't getting out of line, but you're going to have a special invitation if you don't do nothing but ride up in that green suit.
Yeah, you know I got them. You know I got them. You know I got say, but I want to say something to Tree Man. Tree Man, this is King. Quit being so goddamn sensitive. You ain't from Houston. You run the whole goddamn state of Texas. You Mr. Texas. You bigger than you. How about that?
Yeah, you got my back.
Yeah.
Nah, I mean, shit. I mean, all I heard was in and everything go. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, hey, well, what he meant to say, y'all get the bullshit. Well, from now on, all these people in Texas know. Tell them, say, y'all can do anything. And if you get your ass out of line, Tree Man going to shut it down. How about that? Is that good enough?
I believe that.
Well,
I believe that's it there.
Is that good enough?
Hey, anytime you take a motherfucker like him go on the track and talk about running that motherfucker on Tipper, man, you better leave him alone, man.
Well, all I know is these words. You heard Tree Man say that. He just didn't come on like nobody else in Houston. He say, it's goddamn 300. No, it's 391 because one of them broke down there. It's 391 cars in Houston. Tree Man, the only one come on and said something.
Yeah.
He's not no longer Houston. He is goddamn me the hero of the state of Texas.
Hey, but King, check this out. I've been sitting here talking to, you know, the old Grudge World and stuff, and I've been hearing this shit in my ear, man. I don't know if leaves or the wind blowing or what it is. I don't know. Is that, do they call it the bushes? Is they all in the bushes up and around through there or what?
Well, all I know, you don't worry about the people in the bushes. You worry about them suckers at the front of the line. In the back of the line.
Yeah.
Because the one in the back of the line turn around, he at the front of the line.
He going to be in the front. Well, see, them the exposed ones, you know.
Yeah.
So, I'm trying to see if them in the bushes want to come out and play too. They got something to say. It's so quiet tonight. I heard Mr. Tree Man and Bushnail, but I don't know if that was on the line or what.
Hey, Atomic
Dog,
I got a question for you, Atomic Dog.
What's that?
Hey, I got a question for you. I want you to tell the whole world this. Is it anything wrong with an arm drop race and grudge racing? Will that stop you from racing?
Oh, you know, sometimes they have arm drop races, you know.
Okay, that's all I want. That's all I want you to know. That's all I want you to tell the grudge world. I just asked you that question.
I mean, it happens. You know, people have races. They on drop. You know, just at the track. You know, some of them have it at the track. So it's a class race on drop. But you know, it can be done as long as the person agree on it. But you got to be careful on that on drop race. A lot of that trickery in the grudge game. You better be careful who on drop.
It's definitely understood.
Yeah, you better be careful on that on drop in the grudge game, boys. A lot of signals can be going on.
Like Muhammad Ali, you float like a butterfly, boy. You got to be quick.
You got to know. Hey, you better race in your arm drop with somebody. You better let somebody go bring the man over the arm drop. Nobody know who he is.
Yeah, that's what it gonna be. I might have to put him in line for some good arm drop racing. Get these fans something to sit here for good arm drop racing. I know they all fucked up now. I said that. Oh shit, man.
Arthur, we're going to get that understood.
Well, let me tell you a little something. I was with the best arm-dropping race man. He was my mechanic. His name was Junior Marshall.
Yeah.
And Junior Marshall was the best race car having around here. We all grew up under Junior. And matter of fact, he loved me to death. I was his number one car fixer. He worked on my car, and Junior used to start all the races. How about that? And make a long story short, I think I won more races on the street than I did on the track because Junior showed me the best way to do the arm drop.
Yeah.
And fellas, the best way is you get pointed at last because the one gets pointed at first. You know what I'm talking about. Come on, man.
King, but look, man, you can't be telling it all, King. You got to let them that don't know experience those things. If you go to a man and looking for an arm drop race, you got to go in there knowing what the game is. So you can't keep telling them because they line to come to you for that game. So now you giving it up.
Hey, no, man, you got to give everybody a fair chance, man. That's what God do.
Yeah.
God want to get everybody have the same thing.
Just as well as they said on the show the last week or whatever, if you pull up there to them lights, that was your chance. Everybody had a fair chance. That was it. When you pull up there to that man arms, you had a fair chance. You got
to pull out.
That arm drop, it can lead to the move. It can lead to the back time before you know it, that man gone and you chasing. And what you used to call it, King? What you used to call it? A chase is a race.
It's a goddamn race, man.
Hey, well, I want y'all to know one other thing about that here racing. Have y'all ever seen a man throw a brand new bell helmet down and crack it across the middle? Have the grand world ever heard of that? Because if y'all have, y'all know more than the damn bell people. They say unbelievable. I was out there with one of my partners, and we were doing the arm drop thing. He anticipated the drop. And he went down through there and come back and holler, King, come on, y'all, give me my money. And he said, no, you red-lighted. And say you left before he dropped it off. The man threw the helmet down and cracked it all the way across the middle, a brand-new bell helmet. So look for it in the arm dropping.
All right.
How about that?
Jay, your mic is open.
What's going on, Grudge World? I was just calling to tell everybody. I said I appreciate y'all letting me videotape you guys and Tracy and Sharon. I appreciate y'all letting me come in and do my thing, and I appreciate the racers for giving a good race, and that was a nonstop action race, man. And like I said, I tried to stick it out as long as I could, but like I said, you know, I'm glad everybody got down the track safe, and I appreciate y'all giving me the chance to do what I do.
Hey, man, we appreciate you coming out there doing what you do, man, and having a good time. You know, you ain't never been a problem. You always come, sit back, and do what you do, and people get to see a lot of stuff that you put out there. So, man, we appreciate you for what you do. A
lot
do.
Of good videos, man, Jay.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, you fast about getting the videos up. People can see them. By the way, man, you know, we appreciate that. We want to appreciate all the videographers that come out and do this stuff for the Grudge Game, man, and what the Grudge World can see it, and the people who wasn't there get to see it. So, hey, Jay, keep doing what you do, man. You're a standing up guy, man.
Appreciate it, y'all. Appreciate all the comments on Facebook also, man. Appreciate that.
Hey, Jay, this Ken Williams. I hit you on Facebook, man. You can hit me up if you can. It's 512-924-1919, man. I ain't had a chance to holler at you.
Say that again.
Oh, man. It's Ken. You did a good job on that, man. I seen a couple clips, man. You did a hell of a job. So.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, hello?
Hey, what's up, Pipeline? Hey, what's going on, man? Since you're on here, congratulations on your win. Not much, man. Congratulations on your win. I don't know if you was on here when I said it. You know, I didn't get to get it before the end of the night, but, man, you know, I have a Grudge Race on the night trophy, man, and you guys going against the Nightmare Car, one of the highly anticipated races, man, that people were talking about and wanted to see. There was a lot of action going on that star line before that race. You came out victorious, man, and, you know, Atomic Dog and Show Enough Racing got a Grudge Race of the night trophy, and they go to the Pipeline Camp, man. So,
yeah.
Hey, get with me, man. Give me a call, man, and I'll try to get that trophy to you, man, and you can take a picture of it and give it to me. We'll put it on the internet. Cause y'all definitely, I feel like that was the best Grudge Race of the night between you guys. So, hey, thanks again, man.
Oh, man, we enjoyed every bit of it. You know, like I say, we're a little new to the game. We appreciate Nightmare giving us a chance, the opportunity to get us a good race. And all, we'd like to come out there and try a few more races here. Y'all guys doing a good show.
Thank you. Appreciate you, man.
All right, well, we're going to get back in the bushes here. We just want to get on here and let know everybody. We appreciate everybody coming out watching the race. Look forward to coming again.
Yeah, Chuck, look good and strong, man. Hey, hey, Frazier, tell Pipeline crew they owe me a T-shirt, kept pulling on me, talking about get that race, getting me to run Nightmare. I say, y'all keep on, y'all going to get just what y'all ask for. That's what we want. That's what we want. They were pulling on my shirt. It's two sides and too long on one side. They was over there on the right side pulling over. Look like
man,
I got one of them.
I could have hit that truck. It could have
broke
in South Carolina.
Huh?
I said I could have hit the truck. It broke in South Carolina.
Yeah, man. But that's all I
can do. So what you saying, King? You put it on your shirt so bad it started looking like you had a skirt on or something, huh?
Yeah, on one side, one of them lay down shirts over there. It ain't me. No time I come over there to the right side. They, hey, did you talk to the Nightmare Crew? I say, man, ain't Nightmare Crew. Half of them was standing right there. And I say, man, y'all gonna run them people. They say, we gonna tear they mother sucking butts up. And then guess what? One of the Pipeline go in. Well, that's what y'all gonna do. That's what we do. Hey, let me tell you. How many miles they came? 800 miles. That's all I heard all night. We didn't come 800 miles for nothing. Now tell me y'all don't where. How many miles did y'all come? Somebody from the parking lot. Tell me how many miles y'all came.
Oh, it was about 370 one way. It was 370 one way there.
Well, why y'all lying to me talking about 800 miles? Y'all really wanted that race.
Man, that was a wild trip there, King.
Oh, okay. Well, all I know, 800 come in so much. Hell, I went to the bank, and the man asked me, how much you want? 800.
So you get your money on?
Yeah, man, the whole thing I've been saying, what are you going to do? 800? And all I know is 800 now, man.
I love you, 800. Good number now.
We
appreciate everybody coming out watching the race. We're looking forward to coming back that way. Y'all have some good races out there. Got some good competition.
Yeah.
Well, you can bet Nightmare coming back at your ass. I bet you that. Oh, no doubt. No doubt. We wouldn't have no other way.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on. Somebody in Nightmare Camp on here, they might want to say something to you. Somebody in Nightmare Camp, you want to say something? You want to say something to the pipeline? Clear, smooth. I see you out there. Y'all want to say something?
It ain't a goddamn hospital, man. They ain't got our tizzy can to my boys, too, man. I like shit out of Nightmare, but they ain't got the hospital yet, man.
Yeah, you boys, now I'm going to send you some brake fluid, man.
I ain't sure it's good.
I'm
going
to jump back out the bushes and listen to the show. We appreciate y'all. We'll sit back and listen.
They stepped up and took a good race, so you got to take your hats off to them. They stepped up and took a race, and sometimes folks say, you know, that they won't step out their zone a little bit, you know. You got to at least give credit when credit due. They stepped up and raced the pipeline truck, and people know the pipeline truck is a good truck, so, hey, they went in a battle with that. So you got to give credit. They did. They did step up and do something that people thought they wouldn't do, run the pipeline truck. So, hey, you got to give credit where it's due. That's just the way it is, man, so.
Hey, it is, man.
Whether they come back and race him another day, we'll see. But that was a good race. I thought that was a real good race, man. You know, people really anticipating looking. The start line was crowded, and people were waiting around. It was late tonight. People was waiting around because they knew that was a main race that would go down, and people was hanging around to see it. So it's a good race.
Say, man, I want the pipeline crew to know there was somebody hollering they want your ass too, but I'm going to let them tell you.
They want who, King?
Want who, King?
The pipeline. It was somebody else kept pulling on the left side saying they want y'all.
Pipeline want who, King?
They want to run the pipeline.
They want to run pipeline.
Oh.
They out there. They know what crew it is. I don't have to tell y'all every damn thing. They just told me. Y'all just told me say don't tell the game. Now I'm telling goddamn
shit. Tell them to speak up. Yeah, just the words, girl. Let it all hang out.
Let everybody know. See, ain't nobody scared on you.
Hey, and they say they ain't in no damn bushes. When we get off this phone, I'm going to call that goddamn man as you can show bet you that.
King Arthur. Hey, look. Austin has got Salvation Army. And I've been all around in the Austin area to trying to find a booger bath suit. Now we ain't scared because I can't even find a booger bath suit. Now what's going on here? Can they sell? What's the deal? Is it somewhere else? Is it Dallas, Houston? What is it, King?
Who that pipeline talking?
No, this Big Sleepy talking. I'm talking to King King.
Oh,
King,
yeah.
You going to Dallas?
You sleep in the private room job over there, man. You got to tell everything, man. I can't tell them. They just told me they don't say nothing about this. And then, goddamn me, one say something, the other say don't say nothing, then say something. I'm going to call the ass and ask why they didn't say nothing. And I believe pipeline already know who it is.
They're
like
a name
saying nothing.
Okay. Well.
Wow.
How about that?
Okay.
I think every time wherever Nightmare go, they gonna show up. That's where they were acting down there.
Yeah. They must ain't released Nightmare them yet, man. They must ain't released them yet.
They ain't released them.
They must be.
Nightmare had one old guy that I like very well, but I think he's fooling around. Well, I'm talking too much again. Anyway, I think he lost some of his rent money, and he was acting up real bad down there. He'll leave it like that.
He didn't mean it.
Well, emergency room open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
It's a little different now, man. Oh, hell, you got to have some insurance, man. You ain't got no insurance. Hell, you might as well get up and walk out of there. As soon as they ask you where your insurance card, you say, I ain't got it with me. They say, well, can you talk to somebody? I let old boy use, he was in so bad a shape. Hell, I let him use my card. Hell, I got it.
Yeah.
You play me, man. But if you ain't got no insurance card, emergency room, they don't accept your ass no more.
They've been accepting me for years.
Huh?
They've been accepting the shit out of me for years, King Hawk.
Well, how long, when the last time you been?
It's been a while.
Well, don't go now if you ain't got no insurance. If you ain't got no Obama, can your asses out. You need to listen.
Hey, King,
right, hey,
you know there's an insurance company out there.
Oh, boy.
I think we got another hand up, Sharon. I see another hand up out there.
You did. They took it down. Yeah.
King, you know that insurance one company out there just in case is other is I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's the one.
I'm not sure.
That's the one they might got.
We got a couple of hands up now, Tracy.
Sleep well, Big D.
Okay,
man.
Let's see. Let's see what the other hand got to say.
Sleep.
Let's see what it is. Let's see what they got to say.
Hold on.
Come on, Hen.
Tracy.
Hello.
Hey, Tracy.
Go ahead.
Hater Shaker.
Hey, this is Arkansas,
Hater
man.
Shaker.
Who was that?
Hey, this is Arkansas. Hey, man.
Yeah.
I just wanted to tell you how much we appreciate being out there at the show this weekend, man. And I just had a few things to say right here about the state of Texas, man. Hey, man, y'all blessed out there, man. Y'all got a lot of fans. Y'all got a lot of cars out there, man. Y'all got great promoters. Y'all got great tracks. Man, y'all got everything that grows racing. I mean, we love coming out there. I've probably been out there 8 times. And every time I came out there, it's been a lot of action, man. And I just want to say the Nightmare Crew, man, and Pretty Tony, man, every time we've been at the track, man, they done made action. I mean, Nightmare, keep your head up, man. You took a loss, but you gave a lot, too. I mean, you...
Damn sure did.
I mean, you brought a lot of pain out there, man, and keep your head up, keep going forward. Pretty Tony, man, we do battle with them every time we come out there, man. I mean, I just want to say, Texas, man, y'all work together, man. Y'all got something great out there, man. And y'all got what a lot of people looking for, man. You know, just work together, man, and keep doing what you're doing, man.
Hey, appreciate it, man. That's right. I mean, that's what it's all about, man. You got to work together, though. All right. Okay, you got another hand.
Hey, Tracy,
what?
Let me say something to Arkansas, man. Arkansas, hell, move down here, man. Hell, they got people coming on goddamn trains moving down here. Hell, come on.
Hey, King Arthur.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we do have a team member that do live down there. And I have lived there before, man. I ain't got nothing. I mean, it's all good down there, man. We got nothing bad to say about down there. It's all good.
Well, what we want is some more racers like you to move down here. How about that?
Well, never know. Never say never.
Well, if you don't need no big house, I got a third of an eighth of an acre that you know ain't got nothing on it.
Well, look, hey, we having a show up here in Arkansas September 6th, man, and we sure would like to see a lot of the guys come down here and fellowship with us a little bit. I mean, I know Nightmare coming down, Pretty Tony coming down, Alley Cat's been talking about coming down, so I don't know. We might just have a Texas atmosphere here.
Can't leave me out there, boy.
Yeah, Bushnell. Yeah, Bushnell will be in the house. We had Mother Boys out of Texas will be in the house. Donye was talking about, I talked with him today. He's planning on being there. 901 Bad Boys. So, you know, we might
Tracy,
just.
When is that, Tracy?
September 6th.
Mm-hmm. It's an easy ride, Texas. It's an easy ride, man. I got to go 59 on them. It's an easy ride.
About 3.5 hours from Dallas. What's the name of the raceway?
What's the name of the raceway?
Prescott.
I might just take that ride. I've never been to. That's one of the racetracks I've never been to.
Can you just get with me? I told him I'm gonna make that show. I wanna come out there, so we probably that's why I said I told him I wanna come out there and support him some kind of way, so get with me.
Let's
probably go
it.
With something and go out there. Yeah.
Well, God damn it, let's not talk about it, let's be about it. Texas, let's go. Austin, are you ready?
Pipeline boys will be there too, so I mean Nightmare might just wanna try to get him that L back over there. I hadn't confirm that yet, but that's been tossed around. So y'all might get to see the rematch over there in Arkansas on the street.
Well, I know Pipeline ain't scared where they bothered me all night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say something,
Pipeline. I'm gonna go on mute, man. There's no dog barking out here.
All right, okay, all right. Sherry, got another hand?
Hey, Deshaker, your mic is open.
Hey, thank you, Miss Sharon. Hey, what's going on, Tommy Dog?
What happening, man?
All right, all right. So I heard great things about the show, man, so I wasn't able to make it, man. I had a buddy of mine pass away, and I had a funeral to attend on Saturday, so I had to show that family some love and respect. But look here, man, I just want to let old Sleepy know, Sleepy, you ain't safe. Put that piece on your chest. You ran it in the end out here, man. You don't get your head chopped off. You ain't safe, man.
Hey, man, look here, man. I'm still out here, man. I'm liking a few logs to getting this fire hot, man.
Yeah,
I'm coming to look at y'all down there, man. I'm gonna stir up some stuff.
Hey, you done seen me before, so don't bring that SCN on down here, man. We're gonna lock that in, man. Get up, man. Make that happen, baby.
Hey, man, like I told you, man, we're gonna see what happens, man. I might need a little something. You know, I'm playing with a small gun here, but... You were looking for that old hot wheel I had, man, but I don't want to do that to you down there yet.
Hey, like I said, you come on down here, man. You will get obliged, sir. And then we're going to back door and go down there. We're going to go down there and rip y'all down there, sir. That's just what that is.
Hey, man, but look here. When you come here, man, I'm sure going to bring that fat meat for you, man. I'm going
to
say what. I'm going to come down there and surprise a bunch of you cats down there, man. I'm trying to keep this stuff. Tracy, I'm trying to be nice, man. I'm trying to be nice, Tracy.
Man, you better do you. You better do you. Do you, man. Do you.
That's all. Hey, man. Hey, the shaker been running around and beating on his chest down there, talking about this small block, that. I had to jump down on the small block so I can stop all that noise.
I hear you. Come on with it, baby.
We talked about it one time, and you know you're gonna have to have a couple of cars, and I just don't want to see one thing. You know, I told you I got some, you know, what's his name, Trouble Troy. You know, I'm trying to, I'm bringing him a list, a present. So
that's fine. Well, you know, I got 5 lock-ins on that date, but
I told you we're gonna cut in on some of them, right?
I hear you.
You can let us put in on some of mine.
We're going to see how it go down. Yeah, yes, sir.
All right.
See how it go down.
All right. Well, that's what I'm looking for.
Not a problem.
Big Sleepy Camp going to come. Big Sleepy Camp is coming to Houston, and Houston got a problem.
We'll see you there, Bubba. All right, Doc.
Yeah, all right, guys. Well, we're coming up on that hour, man, so.
Tracy,
we're gonna try to do.
You got Tracy.
Okay, we get that hand before we do. Okay, go ask your hand before we start doing final comments. Okay.
Okay. Hold on. It's Dillard, your mic is open.
What's up, dog? How you doing tonight?
What's happening, man?
Hey, I told you at the race last Saturday, I mean, this coming Saturday, I was going to call you this morning. I'm kind of late, but I told you them Nightmare boys, they been messing with little boys. When they mess with the big boys, they got what they deserve. But I really called to ask you one thing. The Birdman run, did he test his car yesterday? I mean, Sunday night. Anybody know about that?
You say, did he test his car Sunday night?
He was supposed
he did.
He was supposed to, because I talked to him Saturday up there at North Star. But I just wanted to say, I was talking to Stevie Fast. They must forget the Birdman don't have to prove nothing today, because if I'm not mistaken, David Birdman will whoop their ass so many times, they ought to be ashamed to talk.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to get it on. I mean, I think, I don't know if the track was open Sunday. I thought it wasn't, but I'm not sure, but I know that they're going to be testing.
They're going to be testing Thursday, Tommy.
They're testing Thursday. I know they're testing Thursday. They're testing Thursday, so they're trying to have some things out. So, you know, I'm quite sure you're going to see that race at them in the high. You know, them the only two right now, you know, pretty much elite cars. You know, Motion going to give them action when he feel like he got his stuff ironed out a little bit. He don't want to jump out there too fast. But all them other two cars right there, the high, they going to get it on, so. You probably see him get on a couple of times for the years out. So.
Motion going to end up trying to ask. What?
What's that? What's that Motion did? What?
I say Motion probably end up trying there, man.
Motion beat the beast, but Motion hurt his motor, too. I know what I'm talking about. He hurt that motor.
I'm pretty sure they got that bitch towed on trying to get that bitch back fixed. They ain't tripping about that shit, man. Them people going to get that shit fixed.
That's what they got to do, though, because they can't go out there and ask them when I ask them.
Hey, man, them dudes, all hats off to them dudes, man. I can see Motion them racing juggling high in the future, y'all.
You push nail. Let me handle that. Yeah. Man, whoever that is, say Motion done beat juggling high before. He didn't beat the white car.
Yeah, see?
He beat the white car in North Carolina for the record.
Yeah, for the record.
Let me throw a little bit in. B told me he would have took the back tire. Saturday night, if you just really want to know something.
Yeah.
We all know Stevie fans are talking out the side of his neck when he said that bullshit, because DJ stepped up and said he'd take the back tie in the move, and they got the goddamn fish tailing, and Stevie fans and everything. He was talking goddamn Swahili before the night was over with, shit.
Anybody talking about Stevie fans is a goddamn fool. Three man said it.
Was any of them on the phone with the night, Tracy? Cause,
who was that?
I don't know. Was Jeff or anybody?
Huh? I can see him. If Motion wouldn't have burned him, I can see him taking a back tie for them this weekend. I can see them doing that.
Well, that show what D told me. Told me to tell him, too. So did. See, a lot of shit told to me that, you know, I just try to stay on the side of the road. I know to get in the middle of the road, but I'm letting side of the road a little bit, man. Because, you know,
from what I've seen,
I bring so much controversy to the game, man. But was any crazy? Wasn't nobody from the Jekyll and Hyde on the radio tonight?
No, I didn't see what they told. They didn't put a hand up. No, they just came. They came on the show last night. They were off in the back tire. I mean, got to keep it. They were off in the back tire. But, you know, I tried to get them a race. I tried to actually get them a race, but, you know, a few people I talked to that, you know, they wasn't quite, they want to step out there with them just that then on that night. That might happen in the future, but they didn't want to do it that night. So.
Well, you should have told me. That's what I was there for.
They didn't want to do it. So, you know, when the guys, you kind of working on their program, and they didn't want to put themselves out there like that. So, you know, I understand that being a car owner, sometimes you don't want to jump out too quick and kill yourself on something else. So, you know, you got to kind of respect the guy on his program. That's what we want to do. But I did try to offer that race, but, you know, it probably happened another time.
Well, every time somebody stepped up to do whatever they wanted to do, they stepped back.
Hey, Keith. No, I didn't step back. They didn't want to take the race with their car just yet. They wanted to try to
few more fish.
Hey, what race, Tommy? What car, Tommy? What you talking about?
I ain't going to say. I tried to hit me. I don't want to say nothing about it. That race didn't happen that night, but, you know, it probably happened in the future, though.
Calling Tree Man. Calling Tree Man. Will you come in, please?
Dre.
Calling Tree Man. Calling Tree Man. Will you come in, please?
It wasn't with Tree Man. It wasn't with Tree Man. It wasn't
man,
with Tree Man.
I'm trying to tell you, when Tree Man called Jekyll out, they took six steps back.
No, we're talking about back half car. We're not talking about the. I know the race Tree Man have had with them, you know, this Jekyll back.
I ain't heard nobody say that the Hyde car backed up.
No, Hyde.
Did anybody say that?
I mean, the high car, we were talking about the back half deal on the back half car. We weren't talking about the Pro Mod in the back half. So.
I'm talking about Tree Man. Will you come in, please?
Yeah, we know that they offered them. I think the stipulation was that Tree Man get one pass and they're running, but Tree Man changed something and they figured they wouldn't, so they didn't want that race. So I don't know. Something about the negotiation of the race that didn't happen. Well,
ain't that a banana that goes south on the border?
Yeah.
Better known bullshit.
Hold up.
So what you saying, King? Tree Man can't talk? Or
King,
Pipeline,
what's
up, go man? Ahead. Pipeline,
what?
Go ahead.
Hey, King. Hey, King, this Pipeline. Some guys still ain't came out. We trying to see if them guys ain't jumped out of the bushes yet. You see somebody say they wanted us. We just trying to see they going to come out of the bushes. Ain't got to hide. This bush work.
And I got quiet while I go there and answer my phone. We don't want to do them like that because two or three of them are friend of mine and five or six ain't. The five or six, I wish they were by themselves.
Hey, okay. Well. Maybe they'll come out of the bushes sooner or later, but like we want to know, we open. We got a guy, we talked to Cornbread, he said he didn't want to do anything. But we got one more guy that we think we'd like to run, and that'd be old Travis. Travis, that clown car.
Huh. What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh. I'm kind of curious, man. What kind of chance do y'all consider what y'all running over there in that truck?
We calling a back ass.
You say you calling a back ass?
Well, that's what we running a back half event. We got a back half truck.
Back half truck, man.
Hey, you got a back half truck? I bet you won't put on the back of that song, bitch, bar none.
Bar none?
Yeah.
Well, pretty much. Well, we ain't holding up like that, but we got a guy we think we would like to try to be a good race for us. We think Travis and us are trying to be a good race. We want to put that on.
So now y'all going to the cotton field, instead of you pulling cotton, you picking cotton.
Well, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. We think that'd be a good race for everybody. We need that good race. We think we'll like to try to put on.
Well, I'm going to try to get that other guy, but if it don't, it's just like I know a song that say, I know Jesus. So I know somebody else. They might step up and let them guys that won't come up out of the bushes, man.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but we ain't right behind the bushes. We want to try Travis. Travis got a fast car. We feel like we like to have try to run with him and see what we come out here.
Where y'all from, man?
Huh?
Where y'all from?
We're out of Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
So what you need to do, Pipeline, is just say the church doors is open and see who come in.
There you go. Doors of the church are open.
Amen, brother. Amen. Church doors.
snake had world.
Is there one? Will you come? Please come.
Hey, King, King, just hold on. It's coming. Just hold on. It's coming. Just hold on. It just, we're trying to get it in the area. Hold on.
Hey, well, there's another song we used to sing. Soon and very soon, we are going to see you.
Tracy, you hear that, Tracy?
Yeah. Boy. That's something to be talked about. That's something to be talked about. That pipeline put their off out there. You know, they say they call it a back half, so it's something to be talked about. You just gotta see where it goes, you know.
I'm
gonna leave it like that. Well, I find out. I tried to find out the other night, but you know they didn't want me to look at it. So, I'm gonna leave it like that.
What is that? I think we got all specifications of being a backhead.
I don't know. I'm not going to talk about it on the air. I don't know,
yeah.
Man. I asked about it and
yeah,
I want to look at it, but they didn't want me to look at it. So, you know, I just left it like that. So I'm not going to get on that.
Yeah.
All
right.
I'm going to leave it like that, you know.
We'll leave it at that then.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it like that.
All right.
Next amen.
Yeah. All right, man. We're coming up on that hour, man. We're going to do a final call pipeline. Y'all get with me, man. I get that Grudge Race of the Night trophy to y'all. We appreciate it again, man. Thank you for doing what you're doing. But, hey, we're going to go down, Sharon, do final comments, and we're going to get out of here for the night.
Pipeline, final comments.
I don't know. It was a great show. We had a great time this weekend. Looking to come out again and have some more fun out there in Texas. Y'all got for a good show. Got some good race.
All right.
Dillard, final comments.
Good show. Good show. Keep the good work up.
Bushnell, final comment.
Y'all already know who it is, Grudge World Racers fan spectator. See y'all at them tracks.
Arkansas still on your phone, Bushnell?
Yeah, they probably is.
Arkansas, final comment.
Good show, Tracy. Also, I had left Tony Thornton now. He's going to be in Arkansas on the 6-2, and I am trying not to leave nobody out. But everybody's welcome, man. Appreciate the time, and appreciate the show, man.
All right.
Jay Sherry for final comment. Kenneth, final comment.
Hey, Trace, a good show, man. I want to let everybody know out in the Grudge World, September 20th, Little River, Texas, we're going to have a good show down there. So get it together. Come on and see me. Thank you.
King, final comment.
I just want to say one more thing, man. I appreciate everybody letting me come in and do what I do best, be the mouth of the South, and let y'all do what I do. And I just want to say God bless everybody and be safe wherever you're going, however you're doing it. Peace out.
Mouth for the South.
Right.
Hey, man, once again, man, want to appreciate everybody, man, for coming out and supporting Atomic Dog and showing us racing this past weekend, man. We had a ball. Hey, take your ass off the gene. He had the track on Kill. Everybody seemed like they had a good time, man. That's what it's all about. And we just keep this going and continue the racing throughout the year. So, hey, anybody have a topic or something today? Somebody want to talk about something? You can shoot me a text or something, man. We'll bring it up and make a discussion out of it. All in all, man, want everybody to be safe, man, and do what you do. Wherever you're going this weekend, be safe. Good night, everybody.
Waiting for the guitar.